Here's a question on Milton Friedman. Why did Ayn Rand disapprove of Milton Friedman? Well, I think there are a number of reasons. One is that Friedman purposefully avoided the issue of the morality of capitalism. He would give some political justifications for capitalism, i.e. freedom, but he would not go to the level of morality. He would not challenge the altruism inherent in our culture. And Ayn Rand believed that unless you provided a moral justification of capitalism, it was useless to fight for capitalism. But Friedman did worse. He said that morality doesn't matter in a sense. Any moral code could justify capitalism. And Ayn Rand, of course, completely disagrees with this. She argues that only a morality of self-interest can validate capitalism, then indeed a morality of altruism is consistent with socialism, not with capitalism. That is one reason. So Milton Friedman, to broaden it, was not explicitly philosophical and did not see the role of philosophy in defending capitalism. But it was more than that. Friedman had an explicitly bad epistemology, and you can see it in his writing on economic methodology. And I think, again, Ayn Rand, whether she knew of these articles or not, I think she recognized this bad philosophy at the core of his methodology. And that has to do with this whole idea of falsifiability. I think it comes from Karl Popper. And Rand is completely opposed to this type of science. You come up with an idea and you test it. And as long as it predicts, as long as it's the theory that you've come up with, randomly, supposedly, Friedman says, as long as when you run the empirical test, it can predict the results, then it's a good theory. And Ayn Rand would say that's bizarre. You start with reality, and you basically induce from reality a theory, and then use empiricism to test that theory. But you don't start with whatever you feel like it. And this is a big part, and again, not my area of expertise. I encourage you to read on the philosophy of science. But this is a big corruption of the whole field of sciences, and I think in economics, is this notion that, you know, theories can come from anywhere. Theories, can come from inside your own head. Doesn't have to start with the facts of reality. And this is the whole, you know, you get this mathematical economics that's completely divorced from reality, divorced from the facts as they are, or these theories in physics that have nothing to do with anything in reality. They're just beautiful mind games that people are playing. And then as long as it somehow can predict something or presents a falsifiable alternative, you know, anyway, I think she disapproved of this whole way of doing epistemology. And if you're interested in Rand's epistemology, I encourage you to read Introduction to Objectivist Epistemology and also Dr. Peikoff's Objectivism and the Philosophy of Ayn Rand in his latest book, DIM, The DIM Hypothesis, which covers some issues in epistemology. Lastly, I'd say this, that because of real philosophical differences, Ayn Rand disapproved of Milton Friedman's compromises. So the fact that Friedman was for, at least most of his life, was for Federal Reserve, I think Ayn Rand objected to. Well, I know Ayn Rand objected to quite vehemently. There's no reason to have a Federal Reserve, a laissez-faire capitalist market, and it's kind of bizarre to say markets work everywhere except for money, I mean, or except for banking. That's ridiculous. There were many issues like this where he allowed for certain compromises. The whole idea of withholding was a Milton Friedman idea, withholding tax, so that you don't actually have to write a check to the government. They just take it out of your paycheck. He called it the worst idea he ever had, and I think it was. The idea of creating a negative income tax is a Milton Friedman idea that I think Ayn Rand would have opposed quite vehemently. So negative income tax, you would get income from the government if you were poor. If you earned below a certain rate, it would be supplemented by the government. And then lastly, in some of his articles, just the way he used concepts really upset her. So there's a famous article in which Milton Friedman talks about, I think it was about rent control. And in it, he refers to, well, the two ways of rationing housing. You can use the market to ration it, or you can use government to ration it. And Ayn Rand just blew up about things like that. Rationing is a term of force. Rationing is a term of coercion. Only government rations. The market can allocate through a particular voluntary mechanism of the supply and demand and through prices. That's not rationing, and to use a term of force. like rationing, to describe a market phenomena would drive Ayn Rand crazy. I mean, rationally, it would make her angry. And this is why these are the many reasons she disapproved of Milton Friedman. I have probably a more positive view of Milton Friedman than Rand did. I agree with all of her critiques, but just qua economist and qua explainer of certain economic principles, I think Milton Friedman was very good. I mean, I don't think he was the greatest. I think he was wrong on many things that Ayn Rand described. But I think he did a lot to educate Americans about the virtues of markets and about the virtues of capitalism. And I think he and Ayn Rand together are the two who really resurrected the concept of capitalism and made it acceptable in the public sphere in the 1970s going into the 1980s. And I doubt that Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher and the kind of revolutions, or, you know, kind of short-term revolutions, but the change in America's thinking about capitalism would have happened if not for Ayn Rand, and possibly if not for some of what Milton Friedman did. Although, as she would argue, and I think I'd agree, Milton Friedman also sows the seeds for the anti-capitalist swing that we've taken in recent years because of his compromises.